Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling vinyl radio.
Bringing duggers where I'm going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing duggers where I'm going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, erection, my shit's raw, no rejection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see his girls, I saw one piss, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm, plastic up and chopping something. Turn a crime, we're doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked riches. No conviction, how the fuck, we be living here at top of the man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I'm going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I'm going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Boom, boom, yo, the good motherfuckers, welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Tavik, your co-host, Ghetto G. Will be joining us whenever the fuck he joins us. We do got a brand new track from my boy, fucking Buzzkill, up in the room. But I'm waiting till Ghetto G tunes in and, well, calls in, I should say. So to play it and premiere it. So until then, let's see what we can play. How about we go with a little motherfucking Five-Finger Death Punch, The Pride.
I've got the strength to prove it. Only the strong survive.
Alright. Well, apparently I'm having some trouble here. See what the fuck happens if I start the fucking thing.
Yo! What were you thinking? Stepping into the realm of the deadly, sinister, vampire warrior. I'ma bust that buster, bust that hustler. Stock all you fuckers, leave you thugs in a buster. Burst till you buster, crush till you cluster. Rock with the rockets, leave you mashed up, you monster. Lost your mind, now you hanging and clanging for your life. When I strike, I be mangling and strangling with a bite. So precise, the man could be handling the vampire warrior who's banging and banging. I'ma crush, I'ma strike with a venomous blow. I'ma push, I'ma fight till the blood overflow. I'ma push, I'ma fight till your pyramid grow. Ain't nobody immune to the steps when we go. I'ma tear, I'ma stab, it's the devilish show. I'ma spear, I'ma jab, leave a hole in your throat. I'ma tear, I'ma slap, in your blood you will flow. Just in case y'all feel it and know, I'ma kill it.
Yo, let's see up next, Ghetto G, I'm ready for war. Come on, burn the hate.
Warning. 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 Warning.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following story is based on true events.
I was always the one in groups no one ever knew. I'm rising from the shadows, nothing you could do. I keep being real, I don't need no stupid gimmick. Fed up with the radio, it all makes me sick. You making songs is just a damn waste. I'll show you talent, come and get you a taste. When it comes to rhyming, that shit's out the door. I won't be centered in no Walmart store. I be like a lion, cause I am a beast. I'm that dope white boy coming from the east. At the top, beating good pussy for a feast. You just disgusting, molesting kids like a priest. Look at your lame ass, your swag's on broke. Only getting laid with the Facebook post. I'm on a mission, I hope you feel my campaign. I'm here to get music popping like some champagne. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear. Saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come and follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. Name's Ghetto G, but I'm not from the hood. No one even gets me, I'm just misunderstood. It's undeniable, I got skills, but people still hate. No one give me a shot, I could be something great. I got that driving ambition, that'll take me far. I'm not going anywhere, I'm long term like a star. This world's at war, that's why I'm dropping bombs. Hate that they glorify the ghetto and teen moms. Tired of wasting time on people who can't lay a decent track. I don't trust anyone, cause no one got my back. No matter what you think, bitch, I will not surrender. You're a fake, a ripoff, you'll never be anything better. Hey, drumming, you crying in your clutches, you have a meltdown. You'll never be like fag, you get the thumbs down. You hate everyone cause you really hate yourself. Go back to your dungeon, do something else. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate.
And we are back. Up next, I say we go with ICP. I'm not alone.
Maggots can't fuck with the Shaggy, cause I got a crew. Bitch, a crew like you ain't never even known. Carnival freaks from the ghetto zone. All waiting for the day to put you in your place. I'll have the fat bearded lady sitting at your face.
Sleep.
Who's here to go a little liquid assassin, heavy on my side.
Yeah! Liquid assassin, 4-2 representer, Dirty Dog Renegade, this the mixtape, man. Sorry for the wait. Hit me up at www.myspace.com/liquidassassin. Holla at your boy. Still ain't learned my fucking lesson. Fully loaded weapon, 17 shots. Aiming point, I could pick 17 spots. Pick the shiny chrome, choose the all black. Split your wig to the white meat is what I call crack. Split your ball cap, bullets rip your flesh. Pistols hit you, rip stitches up in your Mitchell and Ness. Find me in the hood, posted on the corner. Beef and turn a nigga to a fucking organ donor. Straight out of Minnesota, that's where them killers.
Heavy on my side, boy.
And we are back. And we had Ghetto G, but he hung up for some reason. Well, anyways, I guess since Ghetto G's here, I guess we can go straight into the premiere from Buzzkill. This is FTM. Once I get up to it. It's called Fuck the Mainstream. There we go.
Hello, mister. Hi. I noticed you're a hipster. I'ma spit this flame. Watch this faggot's frame blister. Spit those whack raps. Your jaw, I wanna crack that. I'll break your fucking spine. True definition of snapback. Your style gets laughed at. Hi. Your face, I wanna stab that. Cut you into pieces and stuff you in your backpack. What's that? You like to drink in the clubs?
Yeah.
You like to do drugs?
Yeah.
You try to act thug?
Please.
My name clearly states I'm here to kill your buzz. And like my fans suggest, I'm gonna drink your blood. Not change my mind, cause I know I should. Not considered wrong, cause it's all out of love.
Yeah.
Love for the people we reach with our music. Some call them weird, others call them lunatic. We call them families. So if you're out there and you love this, help us kill all these weak fucks in abundance.
Go.
If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
Mainstream trend for a Mercedes and a Benz.
Yeah.
Thinking in his rappers like creme de la creme. All beats the lyrics. That's what I'm hearing and I'm wondering why none of these rappers are disappearing. But if that's what you want, then go ahead and have it. Keep the jeans, the glasses, and looking like a faggot. Keep all the riches, the cars and the bitches. While your fans keep me above you on their iPod list.
True,
beats are dope, but lyrics should matter more.
Yeah.
That shit that cuts deep and hits you right in the core. The crowd interaction got you begging for more.
Come
put
on.
Your fingers in the air and scream, fuck a corp. I said put your fingers up and scream, fuck a corp. And leave them up if you wanna see an exec in the morgue. I'll never be mainstream, my shit's to our core. So dance all you want, but I want a body on the floor. If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream. If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream. If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream. Fuck the mainstream.
And we are back. Dope ass fucking track, man. Definitely is. And yeah, man. Definitely looking for a longer version to get them. But Ghetto G, damn it, you are not bad news, Barrett. And again, England seems to like him for some odd reason, and England's bad luck for Paige. And no, I do not want to believe. Don't be a lemon, be a rosebud. This is just for Ghetto G.
Hey.
Right, I'll be back up next. But that's there we go with my adrenaline mob. Come on, get up.
I heard you took one in the face.
Every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. the tick of a clock, someone's hands on the drum, can't stand, blaze up, let us all say. If you feel they come at you the wrong way, come at some of the bullets way. I kill them haters, so only lovers exist. This is all I have, and all my time is invested in this.
Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
Every day I wake up, I take the risk of being killed.
Every time I sleep though, I might suffocate up in my pillow.
But there's haters in the woodwork, jealous of my success. Mad cause I help make scrubness kinda fresh. And the love we get is so much stronger than the hatred for us. It's strictly family love waiting at them backstage doors. Our people are like an underground mafia network of ninjas. From cactus juice cocktails at campfires in the Carolinas, to the wet streets of London out behind a titty bar, getting high with some juggalos in a fucking funny ass looking car. This shit cannot be removed, these times are forever stored. You hate me, it's cause you're mopping floors while I'm rocking tours. Quit crying.
Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
I was running with my hatchet down a beach in Orlando. Some juggalos cooking shrimp in they sandals.
I was running with a hatchet on the shores of Seattle. Juggalos bumping DL, making the floor rattle.
I was deep in the Smoky Mountains and ran out of gas. Some juggalos came through, even gave me two blunts out his back.
I was hanging out in Worcester, chilling at the bar. Too much to drink, a lad drove me to the car.
The road is my home, sometimes it feels that way. Rolling on a tour bus for months and weeks, I can't complain. They show me love in every state like one of the greats. It's my time, been on the scene putting it down since 99. I hope you understand, I do this for you when you're mad. To ride, you bump, you smoke, you gum, you drink, you feel and pick you up or let if you want you. It's all love.
Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
Riding through AC, stopping Tempe, met a juggalo with Captain Ounce of the Conway.
Passing through the town of Chicago, I hit the dark streets. Listen at the darkest hour, here I'm bumping R&B.
Out in New York City, they be running with a hatchet. Seen a juggalo rolling blunts, you know I had to match it.
High up in the Colorado mountains, up the river, with five blacks naked, all fucking and cooking dinners.
Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zone, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
Up next, Boondocks, Country Life.
Heaven's deal, this is what it's all about. me, myself, I'm high, I'm fucked up. Light as a feather, I hear the crickets chirping. I think I'll lay back and listen. I got a line off in the water, but I ain't thinking about fishing. Pepper shows all in a food and crack. They come up speaking slow like always nasty, kinda nasty, and with something to prove, yeah. Y'all know them ones from Kentucky and Alabama. Them swamp living Cajun bitches straight out Louisiana. The Carolina, Georgia, Florida, even Mississippi. Country girls with fat old asses acting, let me see them get it.
Here we go, a little Dark Lotus headache.
Let me go.
I hear the words I've spoken. I think my mind is broken. I keep on fading, smoking. Hopefully I die from choking. Know what I was just thinking. Maybe if I keep drinking, the voice of Quentin, I can escape from this demon beacon. My life's a living hell. Only the voice can tell. Oh please, oh Christ, compel. Lead me from this evil spell. My body won't stop shaking. These voices keep on making me do things to people. This must be just the work of Satan.
They want my mind is so this shit is way out of control. I haven't been this weak, I'm sweating, but my body's cold. I'm shaking like a leaf, terrified to go to sleep. Puking from the medication, vital signs is looking weak. I see him in the mirror, he told me come inside. He lives inside my head, so there's nowhere to hide. They want my soul to die, so they can come alive. But that's my body, so everyone will realize.
Let me know if he's
Mention of the name brings to mind things so evil, so fantastic, so degrading. You wonder if it isn't all a dream, a nightmare. But no, this is no dream. This is the original terrifying story of a man who lived after death on human blood and lured innocent girls to a fate truly worse than death.
You're a zombie. You're a zombie, monster, ghoul, or fiend. 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 You're a zombie, monster, ghoul, or fiend.
It's that season of the sickness, you're witnessing niggas sitting spin. I'ma get you addicted when I fish it, venomous shit again. So much I gotta go to Costco to get my toilet paper. Hit so much, spit so much, put the pistol up, I'ma get so nuts. Reaper rapper, keep her safer, he could take her. Chill pill, real deal, kill bill. I might be sick, but that ain't the reason that I still spit real ill. Niggas ain't got no lyrics, when I hear it, I'm like, what's up with that? Everybody wanna copy me, so I'm chopping them up, leave rotten meat. I'ma be drama free like my mama be. Suicide before I let a nigga ride on me. That ain't comedy. I don't get it, I don't have to get it. Mini AK, I call him Mitchie. And he got a sister heating him up, making skin blisters.
Girl, I'm a monster, you're a zombie.
You're a zombie, monster, ghoul, or fiend. 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 You're a zombie, monster, ghoul, or
fiend. I'm looking out the window and it's thundering and lightning. 2 in the afternoon, the sky is black and it's frightening. They're howling, looking and prowling, growling, backwards smiling, crowding around my place. Give me 40 feet in a house of space where I'm pushing the basement. Thumper, thumper, factory guns like a hunter, kick a nigga ass like a punter, beat a motherfucker like a drummer. Bitch play crazy, have a hater hazy, poor game like the great. I'm a monster, I'm a fiend on the microphone. Walk into my twilight zone, let me sound, get tombstone, send you to hell where you belong. Gonna wish you had a motherfucking snow cone, no coat on, I got the wickedest flow. Serve a motherfucker, take out to go. Send the hover head to a sucker front door. Listen, 40 water Nina in this house.
If you're a zombie, monster, ghoul, a fiend, if you're a zombie, sing a love in every way, tech, lynch, and 40 sing. So you gotta be conscious of what it means, then I know that you're ready for what it brings. Do you know what I mean when I say Caribou? Do you telling me, tech, Nina, go ahead and do you? Do you never get enough of Nina, and you listen when you're with the crew? KCT, you knowin' just what it do. Your ass probably starting to mosh pit. Loving every minute of banging this bullshit. You throwing up your set around all clicks. You know I wanna be hanging with a soft bitch. You know who you are, motherfuckers.
Now, what do you say, you motherfuckers? We do something that not too many other juggalo sisters will actually fucking do. And it's something because, you know, let's face it, a lot of them still hold on to the beef between Shady and ICP. But here on Juggalo Rider Radio, we say fuck the beef. And let's take it underground.
A lot of people ask me where the fuck I've been at the last few years. Shit, I don't know. But I do know. I'm back now.
Here comes the rain.
and thunder now. Nowhere to run, to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground. Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run, to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground.
Rain, I'm down here, under the ground, dig me up. Broken tibias, fibias, yeah, fix me up. 60 sluts, all of them dying from asphyxia after they sip piss through a Christopher Reeve sippy cup. 60 cups, toxins, boxes of oxy pads, enough oxycontin to send a fucking ox to rehab. Whack job in the back in a black stocking cap, jacking off to a hockey mask and a boxing match.
I can't say that.
Yes, he can. I just did, faggot, and I guess again. Better text message your next of kin. Tell him shit's about to get extra messy, especially when I flex again. It's all fucking lesbian and Wesley men. Faggoty, faggoty, faggoty. Raggedy Ann and Andy. No, Raggedy Andy and Andy. No, it can't be, it can't be. Yes, it can be. The fucking Antichrist is back. Danny and Satan in black satin panties. This is Amityville, calamity, goddamn it, insanity. Pills, fanny pack, filled with Zanny. Through every nook and cranny, looking for trannies. Milk and cookies, spilt on my silk negligee. Look, raise up a lathe with me to make you bleed. Cases of Maybelline makeup lay on a table of weed. Slim Shady, shit sounds like a fable to me. Till he jumps out the fucking toilet when you're taking a pee.
Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run, to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground. Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run, to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground.
6 demon samples, 17 strands of hair. Found in the back of a van after the shoot with Vanity Fair. Hannah Montana prepared it with open a can opener and beat cut open like cantaloupe. A canopy bags and glad bags, yeah, glad to be back. Cause last year was a tragedy that landed me smack dab in rehab. Fucking doctor, I ain't understand a damn what he said. I planned to relapse the second I walked out of that bitch. 2 weeks in Brighton, I ain't enlightened. Biting into a fucking Viking and like I'm a Viking. Oh, lightning is striking, might be a fucking sign. I need a psychic evaluation. Fuck Jason, it's Friday the 19th. That means it's just a regular day. And this is the kind of shit I think of regular. Fucking lesbian shouldn't have had her legs in the way. Now she's pregnant and gay, missing both legs and begging to stay.
Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground. Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground.
I'm back and I'm coming to spit it back in abundance. Hit a bag with onions, then split a bag of onions. Mad at me, understandable, cannibal. Shoot an animal out of a cannon and have him catapult at an adult. Captain of a cult with an elite following to turn Halloween back to a trick-or-treat holiday. Have Michael Myers looking like a liar. Swipe his powers, replace his knife with flowers and a stack of flyers. Hit Jason Voorhees with a 40, suck a suppository up his ass and made him tell me a story. Gave Hannibal Lecter a fucking nectarine and sat him in a fucking fruit and vegetable section and gave him a lecture. Walked up Elm Street with a fucking whipple bat drew. Fought Freddy Krueger and it was Scissorhands too. And came out with a little scratch, ooh. Looking like I got in a fucking pillow fight with a triple fat goose. Insanity, can it be vanity? Where's the humanity in having a twisted fantasy with an arm and leg amputee? Straight jacket with 108 brackets and a strap that wraps twice around my back. Then they latch it. Cut your fucking head off and ask where you headed off to. Get it? Headed off to? Medic, aesthetic's awful. This anesthetic, pathetic. Some just diabetic waffle and this prosthetic arm keeps crushing my hard taco.
Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run. To run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground. Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run, to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground.
Choice. It was, I had to do this. And now I got 90 days clean. And that's all I have to share. Thanks.
Well, thanks for sharing, Brian. Is there anyone else you'd like to share this evening?
Yeah, I got something to share. When you walk
through the door, you were queer to me. So come here, baby boy, just come here to me. You're a cock boy, everybody wants you. You're gayer than you would ever claim to. I won't have to rape you. So homie, lay down, down, down. Lay down, down, down. Lay down, down, down. Lay down, lay down. Ooh. Where's everybody going? This always went over real big in gay, eh? Okay, wait. I got another one. I just love condoms and lots of cum. No? Oh, shit.
Pound dog ass motherfucker. Raise up off my nizzo. Get off my nuts. Get off me, bitch.
Yeah, motherfucker, hive dog, what? Swinging from my balls so hard, it's like I got a third nut. And look,
yo,
I don't care who you know, bitch, look at fire, get the fuck to the back of the line. Line the whole day, you my cousin, like my mama and your mama, sisters or something. Oh yeah, we down, go ahead, let them in. Knuckle hammers to the chin, be down with me and I'll be down back. Put my dick in your mouth, you're gonna hit your neck snap.
Crank.
Get back, ho, fuck out my butt, ask questions like a mutt, but ain't down the you see him come, you see him go, you see him come again. From my dick to twist his dick, and then to follow Jay's dick, to blaze his dick, try to grope us with their paws. Goddamn hound dogs.
Like a cardiac, people rushing front to back, a life side net.
Ain't nothing wrong with giving me props, but acting like the punk ass cops are swinging off my knuckles, gotta stop. Walk around, spreading rumors like you know, singing shit you heard me tell a hoe after a show. Oh me, I don't play that shit one bit. Fuck around and get your head cut off right quick. Psychopathic bitch boy, peep the axe, specializing in splitting a hound dog back. Plotting against the whole world in fact. So get off my dick, and I'm out like that.
Alright, y'all. Yeah. Wait, come here. Oh my god, you don't remember me?
No.
I had a crush on you for like 9 years.
I don't know you, fat bitch.
It's me, Jenny. I sat behind you in Miss Crowberry's chemistry class.
Bitch, I ain't even go to school.
No, I'm saying if you were to sit there, it would have been the shit.
Bitch,
you can sign my shirt.
Yeah, I remember school. Hoes back then was like,
yo, Bruce, I am.
Years passed by, and look, I'm a star. Oh. Now on them hoes like,
yo, Bruce,
I'm still that nerdy ass voodoo nut. Now I got hound dogs sniffing my butt. I could have a worm hanging out of my dick hole and they'd be like,
well, I think it's cute though.
Miss me with all that, I ain't changed any. Look at me, I make Big Pun look skinny. I'm ugly as fuck, resembling a Klingon. Hoes still let me get my ding-a-ling-a swing on. What up with these pop kids buying my shit? Mainstream groupies, get off my dick. I wanna see real juggalos at shows. Fuck these Backstreet Richie fake hoes.
Maybe we can all have
something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh my God, it's Blaze. Hey, Dad, homie.
You the hound dog, bitch. Yeah. Allow me to smack your face. Riding on my dick to how my nuts taste. Every place that I go, somebody want a photograph or an autograph, or can I get a dap? How did y'all get started? Y'all shit is really tight. And what be motivating y'all to grab a pen and write? Listen here, little bitch, I'm the killer in disguise. Twisted motherfucker with the milk white eye. I despise how you try to perpetrate like a juggalo, but you ain't down, motherfucker, you's a juggalo. Hey ho, you're afraid of the fact. Never packing a gap and always seen with an act. Take another picture and I'll break your jaw. I got an 80-pound punch for each and every one of y'all. Motherfuckers with the bitch ass, hound dog face.
Yeah.
My ass cracks exposed, go ahead and get a taste.
Come on.
Cities, staring at me like I'm a set of titties. Autographing t-shirts, hats, and socks. And this bitch don't even know Riddle Box. Real juggalos don't want no picture. They just walk up like,
what up, nigga?
After that, they give a fuck where I'm headed. They're like, fuck him, we looking for netting. And I don't need any more free tattoos. Got my arms looking like Motley Crue. I could be talking to the finest bitch in the land. And you run up like,
hey, what up?
And have Billy Bill blew down in the parking lot. Do I think I'm better cause netting comes easy? For shazy, bitch. Bottom line, y'all, get off our balls. Psychopathic out like Biggie Smalls.
Alright, y'all, see here. Up next, Tech N9ne, close the fuck.
I was born in November 8th day 1971, y'all. 9 o'clock in the morning, a Christian girl in Kansas City gave birth, y'all. She taught the kid how to love and give her praises to her maker till the earth fall. Then mama married a Muslim and I was 12 and the transition was the worst, y'all. I converted to Islam, but every once in a while I read a Bible verse, y'all. How am I to refrain from eating pork and having Christmas when I thirst, all of this, it was blended, many religions, plenty of women down my shirt, y'all. At home no longer attended, when I was 17 I bounced like a Nerf ball.
Been a bit quick, my day I slay pie matrix, don't get a bitch hit, I'm master hitting it, I'm flying around with equipment, really big time and now I'm not fitting this bitch, I'm riding around and I'm gritting it, to the people that want the evil, I'm giving you that and a couple of others, the
cluster fuck,
I'm a brother, what you discovered, I
crush mucks up,
in the gutter cause I'm a thugger that
tough just struck,
on you motherfuckers I be the blood, brother giving you love from a slug, if you bug on a nigga, tug on a trigger, no hugs, I'm a kiss up with grudges and plug up with drugs when I give a dick. Fatherly, when I spit on these kitties, don't bother me. In the brown and red, diggies mahogany. Red all over me like I hit a artery. Fuck all of these hypocrites, lick a dick, just swallow me. If you follow me, you wanted to abolish me. When I'm honestly straight oddity, I'm just twisted, not fictitious. On this wicked shit, spit a bit quick. Ready whenever machete was severed, the head'll be deader than a leg up in the metal and pick the bricks. Fucker up, suck this nutter, butter, gutter, slut. If you wonder what's if utter, this is clusterfuck. Ever seen a nigga with hella followers and they love a nigga so much if you wanna tell them to kill? And they will, so you better watch that Nord in a shot tactic. Got that big guy to the grill. Way real, I got the shit to get the crowd jumping. Mossing a lot of thump until he's just like a drunken monkey. Nigga, we punkin' flunky, killer we crunkin' funky. Pumping chunky, booty bitches in the bunk with a donkey, ayy. Crazy I might be, way in my psyche, late as a bright PA. Playing they wanna fight me, they don't really like me, day and a night replay. Yeah, I'm good and a little bit of evil, inside of me they about equal. Calling the buzz when I'm all in the rut, I'm a clusterfuck, nigga, y'all is just fecal.
Growing up, blowing up, must have sucked,
fecal.
Call me a clusterfuck,
fecal.
Growing up, blowing up, must have sucked,
fecal.
Call me what?
talk about growing up fucked up. I grew up with a mentally ill mother, so it's no wonder that I'm slightly askew. Her fanatical religious views have me sitting in pews 8 days a week, and because of that, me and God didn't speak for a while. Now I crack a smile when I'm asked my religious preference. I utter a Tech N9ne reference replying, I'm a clusterfuck. I mixed up all the stuff that religion had to offer, boiled it in my cauldron till the bullshit burned off in, all that was left was love. I can't say I always rise above the trivial shit in my life, cause I don't. Sometimes my ego won't allow me to walk away, if you know what I'm saying. I've done a lot of drugs, shit, I've done a lot of thugs, but in the end, as long as I'm aligned with love, then I know I'm living righteous.
Where I live, thrive, my energy will kill a man.
Go.
You know who it is? Turn this up.
My shit up on repeat. Let's go bang these bitches out. Round the mile, got the rear view checking. Rattling in the Charger, strange representing. Now think about it, think about it. Turn the speakers up now. Put my shit up on repeat. Let's go bang these bitches out. Bow down, got my rear view checking. Rattling in the Charger, strange representing. Now think about it, think about it. I'll have my nigga Jay White with the V light. Might get the purple with the day, get the green light. I'ma dance with the team right. One watch, gotta pass, no invite. Ain't no working on my nerves, I mean insight. Demonstrate, I'll swerve in the back light. This is for show though. CD got a motherfucker reason, so I'm appeasing. Tattoo my logo. Beating, reading, then I'm beating. I'm beating, retreat to no-go. Streak is tweaking, got a thinking. One day, the boy's gonna be a mogul. I'm out. Then I'm back, then I'm back. Active, I'ma get him in a minute. Max attraction, all eyes, I'ma get him action. Motherfucker long file in the villain, what? Nigga, in 2D. Ain't seen my beat. Got another one coming, everybody gonna wonder what the hook on me. Let it beat, turn the speakers up now. Put my shit up on repeat. Let's go bang these bitches out. Round the mile, got the rear view shaking. Rattling in the Charger, strange representing. Now think about it, think about it. Turn the speakers up now. Put my shit up on repeat. Let's go bang these bitches out. Bow down, got my rear view shaking. Rattle in the Charger, high strange representing. Now think about it, beat.
808 be my antidote. Want a reaction? I bet you that I'ma crack your cantaloupe. Man, it go. I'm ballin', ballin' above the rim, nigga ballin'. Callin', say they really wanna see me down south in Texas, New Orleans. I'm ballin'. This shit's too easy, it's a freebie when you read me. You can see me and hear me in Tahiti. I'm a genie, Mona Lisa. Visa, gotta put it on a visa. Painting to my life, Picasso, Bosco. Putting flame on arenas, it lingers. From the word of mouth, you probably heard about. I heard them out, everybody word about. I cleared them out. So when I come, let's bang these bitches out. Bitches out. I got the water to supply the
drink. Let it be, turn the speakers up now. Put my shit up on repeat. Let's go bang these bitches out. Round the mile, got the rear view shaking. Rattle in the Charger, strange representing. Now think about it, think about it. Turn the speakers up now. Put my shit up on repeat. Let's go bang these bitches out. Bow down, got my rear view shaking. Rattle in the Charger, strange representing.
Yeah. Look.
Pockets looking shaky like these bummy bitches. Makeup is room service. Bitch, the game requested that it get waked up. See, all I see is paper like my secretary stapler. So if this was your job, then I'm thinking you're about to get a pay cut. This is my lane. Don't fuck with rage. Fuck your
make you meet ya. Make her see if you still sleeping, I'm awake and baking. Shake ya. See, I be reppin' real women, so bitches seem to fake her. Now they be trippin' on me, but like MGK say, I'm lace up. Cause my style is permanent, and these bitches dry eraser. And all you April fools, I'll kill you off before, May come. Yeah, I know guerrilla warfare if you wanna ape her. All these chicks be thinking that they beat, well watch me tame her. Greetings, earthling. But you're wishing that I never came up.
Looking. I don't see no difference. Cookie. All these cookie cutter bitches. Fuck these bitches. Oh, cookie cutter bitches. And I be looking. I don't see no difference. Cookie. All these cookie cutter bitches.
Hey, y'all, up next, Potluck, Woody Payton, I Could Fuck You.
Man game on you, baby.
I'm not a horny toad, I never hound dogs. No fucking Romeo, I rap hard and sound raw. I feel like I'm the catch, it don't make sense to chase a skirt. I'm fat and confident, the combination seems to work. I got a slick tongue, no telling what I'll say next. I'm not a trick, and bitch, if we fuck, it's straight sex. My name is James, I never simp, I could care less. These other lames think they pimps, but they paychecks. I never stress, I've been blessed with more than my share. More women than can be fair, I'm picky, I like long hair. Big booties and big lips, wide hips on stoner chicks. If I strike out, I don't trip, I will catch the next fish. I'm captain of the sea when I'm rapping on the beat. I'm positive and think that dreams is possible to me. I make a girl believe she better when she get with me. I break them down, I build them up, and then I set them free.
I can fuck you, feel it on your face. If I wanted to, might as well have been a play. I could fuck you, cause I'm a cat too. I could fuck you, if I wanted to. I could fuck you, feel it on your face. If I wanted to, might as well have been a play. I could fuck you, cause I'm a cat too.
I know y'all ain't in, but I just wanna let y'all know something, man. Y'all know I love you. Y'all know you're my homies. And, alright, we'll talk later. Peace.
Ask you this about this life we live, and let me try to swerve some of this attention you give to them distant ass relatives over Hampton. And if they really miss you so much, why don't they just call it? If you wasn't blood, would you still have love? Or in fact, does the blood make you think you have to love? Look, I probably love my family more than anybody here, but my homies are family too. Third cousins, get out of here. Who was you with when you got tattooed? And who was you tripping with when you did them mushrooms? And who the fuck threw up all over your car and then felt worse than you about the shit in the morning?
Who loaned your money, homie? Who owes your cash? Oh. Who taught you how to use a bomb for the grass? Oh. I don't know much, but I gotta assume that when you hit your first net, your homies was
in. What are you talking about? I don't know, maybe dishwashing or fucking flipping fries. Then you got this boss who think he the Don Mega because he the head manager, Chief Kelly Fries. All you can vision is y'all beating him down, your homie standing on his back while you're kicking his head around. But responsibility is there, I can't lie, though I'd have been plucked his fucking eyeball out with a chicken bone. I'm crazy as fuck, I'll rip your piercings off, and now my homies are holding me back so I don't look soft.
When you stuck the car, who did you get? When you got color, who'd you blame the shit? Can you relax so I don't scratch your balls?
Oh.
Homies, I'm talking about the you and yours.
Talk about
one of us, you better step to the whole crew. I never knew that I could depend, that I can have some friends, it's down to the very end. Well, that's my homeboys, excuse me, my family. And when we conquer the world, we macking on the galaxy. Cause sky's the limit and we ain't finishing. If my homies gon' ride, then you know I'm with it.
Puff it and pass it and I give it to my homies, y'all. Hit it and quit it, then I give it to my homies, y'all. I got the world around my finger with my homies, y'all. And everything is obsolete unless I hear my homies call. We worldwide, we're homies across the planet, sticking together like zippers on a Michael Jackson Peter Jackson. They got my back like a tap for that, I love y'all. Hanging till we old and gray like grandpa.
Run away.
we're back, and that track was, of course, for Boogeyman, a.k.a. Justin Muldoon. Now, I said we go a little Skid Row, Youth Gone Wild. See, I'm missing, I said we go to a little motherfucking Slipknot, Pulse of the Maggot.
Reason. perverted. And I won't leave another bitch undeserted. We are the new day of Poland. We are the men of Ukraine. If I have to give my life, you can have it. We are the bombs of the night.
And we are back. What's going on, Ghetto?
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Damn it, Wade Barrett, go back to England.
No.
I don't know if we have that track there, Angel.
Well, if it's for Angel, of course we don't have that track.
He wants When the Light go Out with Nate Dogg.
What?
He said, can you play When the Light Go Out?
Yeah, I don't know that song.
With Nate Dogg.
I don't know that song, my friend.
I don't either. Is it by Nate Dogg, or is it featuring Nate Dogg?
That's a good question.
Oh, okay. That's why we don't know it, because he's saying he's giving us the wrong track. He said when the lights go out, featuring Nate Dogg. Eminem to a collapse.
What the? That's not even close. That may be lyrics in the song, but that ain't even close to the title.
Oh, let me see if I have it on. I should have it on my computer somewhere.
No wonder we don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, right?
Damn kids.
Oh, bud. Just wow.
Yeah, wow, like whenever Batista and Dolph Ziggler were laying on top of Michael Cole.
Yeah, and he was dead for 5 minutes.
JBL's like, get up, you pansy.
Oh, but that was perfect.
They were on the ground, and I was like, who the hell are they laying on top of? I was like, is that Michael Cole? And then JBL made fun of him for like 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, it was fucking him.
Oh, bud.
The hell did he say? I thought you were a war veteran.
No. Like, I think he said, you know, I thought you were a war correspondent or something like that.
And he's like, I had... What did he say? I had like 500-pound man on top of me or some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. That's probably the most entertaining part.
Yeah. When fucking Cole gets fucking knocked out, and fucking JBL starts making fun of him for it.
He didn't even get knocked out, dude. He moved out of the way because Batista fell over the table. And then he was just laying on the ground.
Yeah, kind of like Sin Cara in that fucking Battle Royale match. Or a Lumberjack match. He didn't get touched, but yet he still fell.
Well, yeah. You gotta make it look real.
Like, no one was even near him. He just fucking fell.
So what was the conclusion to the main event there?
I'm still watching that to find out.
What the fuck you been doing?
Man, I was watching Pompeii.
Lame.
Well, let's see. Ziggler versus Batista, rematch. Sheamus versus fucking
Man, you don't even remember who was in the match.
Alberto Del Rio rematch, and nobody wants to see Del Rio any period ever.
He's got a Bo Leave, Havoc.
What, Bo Leave and fucking Alberto Del Rio? I'll Bo Leave when he dies.
No, not him.
Yeah, Angel, you should be sorry, but for giving us the wrong fucking thing.
I go sit in the corner and cry.
But holy shit, we're actually getting a fucking request for Eminem up on here. How about that?
Did you just say Eminem?
I said Eminem.
No, you didn't.
The fuck is Eminem?
That's what you just said.
Well, here you go, man. Eminem, Nate Dogg. Till I collapse, not when the lights go out.
In my heart of hearts, I know nothing. in my bones. Feel the roof comes on, feel the lights blow out, and my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Feel the smoke fizzle out, and my heart hit out. I'ma rip this shit up in my bones.
Yeah, but there we go. That's what happened to cruising up at that main event. Bray Wyatt got involved.
It's funny because I was sitting there watching it with my mother, and I was like, "Watch this match end in a DQ."
It definitely ended in a DQ.
But I didn't watch the ending, so I didn't know what happened. But see, she's like, if you know what's going to happen, why do you even watch it? Said, I didn't even know what the hell was going to happen. I was just guessing. Although it was pretty funny, though. Had the whole family singing. He got the whole world in his hands, so.
Well, they are Christians, or something like that.
That's why they know the song.
Damn it, Angel. Stop being Daniel Bryan.
Why is he saying yes for?
I don't know. He just goes yes, yes, yes. Let's go, but let's watch Michael Cole get taken. Yeah, Michael Cole get taken out one more time. But no. The best thing about that entire fucking shit was the fact that Vicky Guerrero got carried out by the fucking Exotic Express.
Yeah, as if that couldn't get any more annoying. Vicky Guerrero and Adam Rose at the same time. But how did you like that? The debut of the brother, and then right after that, the brother came out and did a promo.
Yeah, right?
It's kind of funny how creepy Bo Dallas is. But then Bray Wyatt isn't even creepy, and his gimmick's supposed to be creepy. Why the hell is Bo Dallas's finishing move Trish Stratus's finishing move?
I don't know.
I was like, Trish Stratus used to do this bulldog.
But Michael Cole did get taken out, though, by Batista's feet.
Wow.
Yeah, man, fucking Batista actually hit him in the fucking head with his feet, and Michael Cole went down. Yeah. Dolph's all over Batista. Batista's all over Michael Cole.
Man, they showed a really close-up of Batista's back. Why the fuck does that tattoo got a whole shitload of flowers on it?
I don't know.
Like, it used to be a dragon or whatever. Now it's covered with a bunch of more shit, with a bunch of flowers. Like, what the fuck? You got hit by everything. The fucking chair. That's it.
Think we're down. There's no count. This thing has got to end in the ring.
It's a no DQ match, but it got to end in the ring. That makes sense, right?
Wait. It's even better. Fucking Jimmy was like, Cole, get up. He's like, get up. You're missing a great match. Get up.
Get up, you pants. So how did you like that the last advertisement for the Extreme Rules pay-per-view Stephanie McMahon was in? Was she shooting that? No, she was in Elimination Chamber, whatever the fuck thing. But now for Payback, Triple H is in the commercial.
Yeah, I know, right?
Really?
This is even better. Fucking JBL Reed says, "Don't go near with Cole. He'll start working again." Oh man!
Man, it really is the JBL.
You are unbelievable. What a mush. I had 500 pounds of men on top of me.
Oh, bud. Yeah, next thing you know, the next pick is getting the Baron Orton on it. And then Batista.
The what?
I said, then next thing you know, the next pick is going to have either Orton or Batista on it.
I doubt it. That's not best for business.
True. Maybe they'll have fucking Batista's back tattoo up on there with all the fucking retarded looking flowers.
I just want to know why there's a bunch of flowers, that's all.
Because before he came back, he turned gay.
Oh, I mean, he does come back and wrestle in some Jordans.
Oh, my cold just came back. Except he's trying to stay the hell away from the table. Cole's like, what a match. Cole, you were out for most of it. On the floor.
Yeah. They had one hell of a time in England, man. The people from England, they only put on one show.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck was Paige at, man? She only gets one fucking show, like, every 2 weeks.
Well, don't forget, she lost to Alicia Fox on Monday.
That's what I'm saying. She gets one match every 2 weeks.
Yeah, pretty much. But man, but how about fucking Summer Rae's new music, man?
Man, this is like the third time we've heard this. Yeah, my sister tuned in just in time to watch that match. I was like, so why is this match going on? What happened on Total Divas? Because she's the only one that watches that shit. She's like, I don't know.
You don't know. You watch it, but you don't know.
But now I guess everybody from that show is going to be a referee.
Yeah, I guess so.
Although I already saw a small clip of that match before it happened. Like, I didn't know what the hell it was, though. But at the end of it, I was like, wait a minute, I saw this clip. Just like, apparently, the Usos faced the Wyatt family in a title match, and the Wyatt family won. But then Fit Finley came out and reversed the call.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know where the hell that happened at, though. But that's some bullshit.
Yeah, right.
But it's funny how you, like, you see clips on fucking Total Divas and you see the entire match.
No. This was on Instagram.
Oh.
It was like a few seconds. It was Summer Rae counting her down.
Well, damn.
Yes, Ron Simmons. Damn.
I think it's funny how the demon kept saying that he might call in. Nope,
well,
not once did he call in.
Now.
I know, right? But that's okay. I got my zombie blood coming my way.
What?
That's okay. That's okay. I got some zombie blood coming my way.
And that means what?
Remember that, you know, that zombie blood energy drink I told you about?
Partially.
Yep, I ordered it.
Of course you did.
I thought about buying some zombie jerky, too.
Yeah, that probably tastes like ass or something.
Nah, it's teriyaki flavor, man.
Or it probably tastes like humans.
That might work out for me.
Why? Are you a cannibal?
I could be.
You could be. So is that a yes?
It's not a no.
Are you telling me that you've ate somebody before?
No, but I wouldn't mind trying it.
Yeah.
How about this, Ben?
Remind me to never have dinner, Charles.
How about this, man? I found a zombie apocalypse survival kit in a sardine can.
Okay, then.
Hey, guess what it all comes with? A compass, a whistle, matches, first aid instructions, a razor blade, pencil, non-aspirin pain reliever, fire starter cube, adhesive bandage, energy nugget, wire clip, reflective signal surface, a fish hook, a fishing line, and spool, duct tape, notepaper, sugar, salt, gum, reclosable bag, antibiotic ointment, tea, safety pin, and alcohol prep pad.
Oh, this fits in a tuna can?
A fucking sardine can.
How the fuck does that all fit in there?
I don't know.
Well, that's all right. I got the zombie response team that lives at the corner over here.
Hey, wait, look. It gets even better. I found emergency... an emergency underpants dispenser. Just grab and go.
Okay, then.
Let's see. Unicorn meat.
You think unicorn meat?
Yes.
How do you have unicorn meat if unicorns don't exist?
I don't know. Just like they have dragon meat.
Something wrong with you. Something wrong with you.
But yeah, so apparently, Angel Toxic Fox. That bitch needs to stick to one fucking name. Decided to respond last night and say that her phone sucks. Which is why she doesn't tune in.
Man, I don't care, man. She bow leaves in the shield.
That's true. You know, I just might buy this fucking Apocalypse Survival Kit.
You can make that survival kit your fucking self.
Yeah, Bobby, come on, man. I'm curious as how they fit all that in there.
Well, while you're at it, why don't you buy that comb or that brush or whatever where you pull it out and the handle's a knife. Why don't you get that, too?
And that should come in handy for me.
I'm sure a lot of black bitches have it.
Just ask Devin.
Just in case they have to cut a bitch.
There we go. I found it. That must be badass to add to my fucking collection. Because nobody would ever know. I think Gilzy died.
Nigga, you just talking about nonsense. Go ahead and continue to talk.
There we go, ghetto bed. We can get you a butterfly comb. It's like a butterfly knife, except in the form
no
of a comb.
Shit. I'm sure Jason David Frank would enjoy that.
He probably would. Man, I miss my butterfly knife.
Stop eating people, and it will stop breaking off in them.
That didn't break off of it. It's in the fucking police station.
Excuse me?
It's in the fucking police station.
The police station?
Yep.
I thought you said it was in the PlayStation.
What the fuck? No.
But why is it in the police station?
Because I let my cousin Joey fucking borrow it for a fucking fight, and then they kept it.
You supplied your cousin with a fucking deadly weapon.
Yes, I did.
Did he at least win?
I don't know. I think he won. He's still alive, but they have my knife in the fucking police station now.
Well, have a good luck with that.
Let's see here. product description of the unicorn meat. It says, no fooling, unicorn meat is real. Excellent source of sparkles. Rick bite unicorns. As we all know, frolic all over the world, pooping rainbows and marshmallows everywhere they go. We are confident you will find a world of bewilderment in every mouthful of scrumptious unicorn meat. Unfortunately, due to restrictions on the importation of mythical processed meat stuff, we are unable to bring you canned unicorn meat in the way of the Sisters of Radiant Farms intended. When you open your can, you will find one tiny unicorn, which has been appropriately sliced into its main cut of meat. Simply use your growth ray to re-embiggen the unicorn before skinning it and processing its flesh, or if you're lazy, just bring it to your local mad scientist butcher and he'll know what to do. So unfortunately, it's not real fucking meat. It's just a fucking stuffed fucking unicorn.
Man, where do you find this bullshit?
Amazon.
Wow.
The fuck? They put a warning label on the dragon meat. Choking hazard. Small parts not for children under three years old.
Why would a kid be eating that?
I don't know. Kids eat everything. They're like cats. They just eat everything on the floor. Guess I'm moving on to the dragon jerky.
Jeez, your fan is loud as a motherfucker.
Hey, I mean, come on. The, zombie jerky actually was pretty good. Teriyaki flavor.
See, this is where the zombie obsession gets weird.
Why is that, bud?
When you start wanting to buy zombie meat.
Well, man, I ordered zombie blood. I mean, might as well get the meat with to go with it.
But that's just a title. That's a fucking drink. So, that's where they want to give you some meat and call it zombie meat.
There we go, but an Aquarius zombie survival 10 lunchbox.
Well, I mean, I am an Aquarius.
Choking hazard. Small parts not for children under three. Well, too bad.
Well, Havoc, the little kids that live in your room can't play with you.
There are no little kids in my room. But I would love to have some crusty zombie toenails. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
And, dried zombie skin.
Yeah. If I was real, wouldn't that just, like, infect you?
Probably.
That's where, like, on The Walking Dead, it doesn't really matter what happens to you. You become a zombie.
Exactly.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Hell nah, bud.
Where you just die and you automatically come back as a zombie.
Well, yeah.
Without even being bit.
Pretty much. There we go, man. Bacon flavored toothpaste.
Yeah, well, nobody needs that. Then you have people eating their fucking toothpaste.
Well, there you go, Ben. I found you a bumper sticker for your car.
Okay.
It says zombies eat flesh.
The Subway thing, huh?
Yep.
I'm surprised that isn't on the zombie survival truck.
Yeah, right? That'd be awesome.
Because they got the whole, like, you know, logo thing, and they got some bloody handprints, some blood and whatnot. Bullet
yep.
holes, I think.
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
No, this is a truck. Is that the house? Is it up here by me?
Oh.
Somebody really decorated their truck like that.
Damn. Would you like a yodeling pickle?
A yodeling pickle? No.
Why not?
Why is a pickle yodeling?
I don't know. Ask the pickle.
Pickles don't talk.
Well, this one yodels, so why can't it talk? This is actually by a fucking bleeding zombie bowl. It's for candy, but I use it for cereal.
There you go.
So just start, you know, walking down the house. Just start walking down my house, eating from my bleeding flesh. That'd be awesome.
Trying to kill you.
Furioso Con Fuco, whatever the fucking name is, I'm deleting you.
Damn it, Cesaro, speak English.
Man, that's the same exact thing that fucking Cole said to Cesaro.
I know. Like, he kept talking to Tarzan. What the fuck is he saying? Shut up.
Yeah, right?
He's like, could you answer that question, but in English?
Yeah.
Who's getting deleted?
That Furry Oso Con Fuoco Juggalo, whatever the fuck his name is. You do with a really long name.
That doesn't help.
Oh, he's getting deleted anyways.
Why?
All I like to see from him is, again, don't you just love logic? answer this, you might be smart. I'm like, I stab you on it, just make me smarter than you. Because, fuck you.
Did that really offend you?
But I hate the whole fucking, and people just fucking posting that shit. It's like, shit, 93Q's photo. Don't just love logic. You might be smart if you answer this. For anything enough, he's friends with you too.
What's his name?
Fury, F-U-R-I-O-S-O.
Is it Furious?
Yeah, Furioso.
Yeah, I really don't know who it is, but I really don't care what he posts, nor do I even pay attention to what he posts.
That's just annoying to have to keep seeing it.
Yeah, that dude came off of a picture that I was tagged in whenever that Tommy dude was my friend.
Yeah, I think I remember him.
But then I deleted him because he kept talking about Lil Wayne.
Yeah, no, fuck out of here with that bullshit.
And then I became an admin of two of his groups, though. I don't know how that happened.
I have no idea. I don't think anybody really posts anything in those groups anymore, do they?
No.
Why don't we just take it over? Delete all the admins in there and we just stay admin.
I think it's just me and that dude. And you.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't you take him off as an admin or something? Didn't we already do this?
No, not yet.
Well, we did that in some group.
About it.
Could have sworn we did that in some group.
Yeah, we did. I don't remember which group it was.
One of these damn groups I'm added to and I never realized.
So if we take him out and we have three other people to take out.
We'll take him out too, whoever the fuck they are. We have sunk your battleship.
Should we ban him or just leave him?
No, just take him off as admin. Because then he can't get back on as that. And he can't delete the group either.
That's true.
That sounds like he doesn't anything with the group anyway. So we might as well take over.
I do. So are you excited about your video game coming out Tuesday?
Video game.
What video game? Watch Dogs.
It comes out on the 27th.
Isn't that Tuesday?
Yep. Well, unfortunately, Tommy cannot be removed as admin.
Why not?
Because he's the original creator.
So?
Oh, it won't let us remove him.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, right. So let's remove him from the group? Probably not.
Can we Well, can we delete the group? Are you able to do that?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Unfortunately, no. We didn't create it.
Oh, damn.
I don't remember how. Let me see. Yep, nope. I'm gonna, let's see if we can just remove him from the group. See what happens.
Can you do that?
I'm gonna find out. Are you sure you want to remove Tommy, whatever, and block permanently? Yeah.
Wait, you could delete him from the group, but you can't just kick him out.
Oh, never mind. We can't remove him either because he's the original creator.
Well, then why does it give you the option?
I don't know. But we could definitely remove the other three.
Yeah, don't do that.
So we take their admin or just delete them?
Yeah, just take them off as admin. You can delete them too if you want to.
I want to.
Get not like they do.
Ban them permanently. They could never come back ever again.
Oh, darn.
Oh, well. Like I said, I mean, they don't talk in there. They don't do shit. So, I took them all away.
Yeah, I think there's another group, though, too, that he's in.
Why is everybody not allowed to delete the group?
I don't know.
Kind of fucking retarded.
The only way you get deleted is if you just delete it from yourself.
Yeah, right. What would be the fun in that one?
Well, you wouldn't have to see it anymore.
Let's see. One new member. Who's the new member? I said we delete him too.
Well, damn.
Ashley Huffman, you're ugly. You're, like, underage. So guess what? You're getting deleted.
What the hell are you doing, man?
Don't say his name, Ashley Huffman, who's up in that group. She's like fucking 13. Oh, I deleted her and blocked her.
Why are you looking through the people?
I'm not. She tried to add me one time. And then I looked at her fucking profile and saw underage. I was like, fuck you.
Oh. Speaking of which, remember that one guy that was all up on our Star Wars chat? Did you ever ride that guy?
This dude.
I don't know what his name is.
Said probably not.
But that damn dude that was all up on our Star Wars shit, talking about hell, Darth Vader and shit.
I think I remember him. I just don't think I ever read him.
Well, that guy's still sitting in my friends list.
Oh, bud. Yo, I think James McCarver should make me a fucking admin for all juggler chats. That way I can start. That way we move everybody else to admin.
Yeah, good luck with that, man.
And then I can block them all. Like, you're blocked. Your emo, you're gone.
Then that group would go down to like a couple hundred people.
I mean, they have like 15 fucking admins up in there.
You know that ugly ass bitch of Andrea's one, right?
Yep. She'd be the first one gone.
Like, how the fuck did that happen?
I don't know.
And then you got some other old guy. And I don't know who else is an admin in there.
Too many old dudes have been there. And they're all hitting on the minors.
No, I mean running the group.
Yeah, and they're all hitting on the minors.
Well, shouldn't they be deleted then?
You would think so.
Are they not following by the rules now?
Probably not.
I'll just never understand why people want to play with children.
I have no idea.
Like, shit, man. I feel awkward looking at the fucking high school bitches walking down the street.
Man, yo, you know this chick Jade Johnson's going to end up being a fucking tattoo nightmare sooner or later, right? She's got a fucking tribal fucking tattoo, and those things tend to fade fucking fast and look nasty. So I have a feeling we would have seen her on an episode of Tattoo Nightmares.
Yeah, I doubt it. I got a feeling people off of Ink Master will show up there shortly.
Probably. So apparently, looks like the gathering's gonna be fucking limited to only 6,000 people this time.
Jeez. Well, That's good for SKR.
Yeah, man, fucking, let's see. Someone posted up a meme or some other saying, the Licking County Sheriff's Department. That's a really weird fucking name for a county. Licking. We'll have a strong presence at the 15th annual gathering of the Juggalos, and they are limiting attendance to 6,000 people.
Oh shit, man. There's a lot of people performing. Does that count?
I guess so. Apparently, Jump City said, coming from out of that, the Jump City said that nobody will be turned away if they sell more than 6,000 tickets. We have been given permission to expand if we pass that number. He also said he tried his damnedest to get them to keep the cops out, but the guy wasn't having it. And they didn't have enough time to move again. I'll be surprised if they keep it there. Man, yo, how funny would that be if, you know, everybody buys the tickets and get to the gathering and they move it?
That'd be some shit.
It'd be about 6,000 people just fucking standing in a vacant lot.
Yeah, there'd be a bunch of people stranded in Ohio.
Yeah, including FKR.
Well, they may make it out alive.
Or they may not.
Or they may just be covered in shit.
Yep. Like, two of tequila.
Yeah. But see, there's actually probably a few people that actually liked her, though.
Yeah.
That's where
they, SK, and they probably got
that's where SKR,
too.
I don't know.
Something really goes on with this fucking Worldwide Clown thing, and nobody ever actually decides to tune the fuck in.
I mean, whenever they're there and they're getting booed and whatnot, is Razakel gonna flash her titties like Tila Tequila too?
God, I hope not.
I mean, at least, you know, Tila Tequila, man, at least she's fine.
Exactly. Whereas, Boz a kill?
Yeah.
I bet you're just ugly.
I don't know, man. People think she's really hot.
I don't know why. I mean, small as one.
All those gothic bitches.
Yeah, and all the emo motherfuckers up in that shit.
Emos? The hell are emos listening to their music for?
Well, come on, man. Their music's all about death. And half the emos just want to kill themselves, so hey.
Well, that's not a really good mix. You're an emo, you probably shouldn't be listening to music like that.
Probably not. DragonHerbs.com. Oh, look, it's a natural fucking fuzz, too. What kind of tea do they have here? Let's find out.
In And WWE needs to stop sending me emails about 20% off a title belt. I don't want a fucking title belt.
Wow, come on, man. You don't want to be the tag team champion?
I could buy that shit at fucking Walmart or something. For like $20.
That's probably true.
It is true. And their belts are like $300.
There you go, Ben. I found a fucking another survival kit that you can probably get. It's a public toilet survival kit.
Man, ain't nobody use that.
It comes with one toilet seat cover, two antiseptic wipes, and also one pair of latex-free disposable gloves.
Man, they only give you one seat cover? What the hell kind of shit is that?
Yeah, man.
I guess that's good if you only have to take one shit.
Yeah, whereas the fucking zombie apocalypse survival kit, they give you a shitload of things. And a sardine can.
But I'm just saying, like, if it's a public bathroom thing, and they give you one toilet seat, like, really?
I don't know.
You're only going to use one bathroom?
I don't know, maybe they'll fucking hold it until they,
Use the same toilet seat over and over again.
I guess so.
That's fucking gross.
There we go, Ben. I found a Spearworks Zombie Hunter novelty set. I am to ward off and combat the undead. Includes ID cards, assault vehicle decal, zombie target range silhouette, and more.
And more.
You get a thing that says Zombie Hunter Parking Permit. And I actually might, maybe a couple of days, maybe I'll actually buy this shit for myself just for the hell of things.
Of course you will.
Eh, why not? It doesn't hurt to be prepared.
Well, then buy a box of condoms.
What the fuck? I had a one condom.
Did you bring Funyuns?
How about this, Ben? The fact that I found another survival kit, except it comes with a fucking Tootsie Roll instead of gum.
Why?
I don't know. Let's see, it comes with aspirin, adhesive bandages, alcohol prep, antibiotic ointment, book of matches, teabag, chewing gum, compass, sugar, whistle, salt packet, energy nugget, duct tape, Tootsie Roll, fire starter cube, wire clip, first aid instructions, first fish hook and line, note paper, pencil, razor blade, blah, 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 signal mirror, water, and a waterproof bag.
So why do black people wear white gloves when eating Tootsie Rolls?
I don't know, why is that?
So they don't bite the tips of their fingers off.
Wow, really? Really, Ben?
Yeah,
hey, who said
Doug
Lerodry wasn't racist?
Yeah, that's an old joke.
Wow. Hey, look, I found something else. I found another zombie survival kit. So it includes food, water, lighting, warmth, first aid, tools, a hazmat suit. Emergency survival blanket.
Is this in a can, too?
No, it's in a box.
Well, that's not impressive.
No, not really. From the glow sticks. Matches, a whistle. Something from a fucking car.
So I see my neighbors dug a giant hole in their yard. They saved me the time. for when I need to hide them.
What the fuck are they going to do with the damn hole? They going to live in it?
Well, they were going to be buried in it. But, I don't know. Water seeping into his basement or some shit.
So he's got a giant hole with the water and he's going to drown in it, right?
So they're over there digging up the yard. So now there's a giant hole in the yard. So now now they saved a lot of time. And the demon child and her dad could live there.
And it just might.
I'm just saying, man, it's a deep asshole, so, you know.
Yeah. They're idiots.
Well, the guy that was over there, I don't know, their friend or some shit, was over there listening to Eminem.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. He was listening to Rap God.
Or is he going to end up living in the hall with him?
I don't know who that guy is. But he was annoying me. He was annoying me with his music, so I was listening to my own music.
It's funny because you usually like fucking Eminem.
I'm just saying, it was my neighbors that were playing it, so fuck them.
So Eminem's good unless your neighbors are playing him.
Well, these neighbors anyway.
Oh, man.
Then you got all these assholes that drive around here blasting music that's complete shit.
Yeah. Like Lil Wayne, Drake. Soulja Boy.
People still bump that guy.
Man, I'm sure somebody does. Yeah, probably like me. Like I'll
probably. I don't know anybody.
Well, maybe Al Qaeda does. Well, come on, man. I mean, you know, Soulja Boy, you know, did make the track and put that line that said, "Fuck the FBI and the Army troops too."
Well, what the hell do we care about foreign people?
We don't. I'm just saying, but I mean, you know, somebody's got to listen to him. Even if they can't understand what the hell he says.
Man, we don't know what the hell they're saying.
Exactly.
So it doesn't work out at all.
I guess not. Yay, I get the house to myself at 5:30 in the morning.
Say it's Sunday.
Oh, man, I took it to the house to myself at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, lucky you, I guess.
Shit, man, my mom was going up to fucking Foxwood. I don't go. I don't want to go because I'm afraid of being stuck in the house, in a car with her, my aunt, and my uncle.
I understand the pain of riding in vehicles with your family members.
Nope. I stay home. I do what the fuck I want. Play video games. Like, I mean, occasionally at the
like you're gonna be fucking sleeping, man. Who the fuck is up at 5:30 in the morning?
Oh no, poor man. I gotta get up, you know, to feed the cats on occasion.
Okay. Well, that doesn't have to be at 5:30 in the morning.
No. But I'm probably thinking about 12, 1 o'clock.
And when feeding cats, you just leave fucking cat food out. It's not that hard.
Yeah, man.
And then later on in the day or the night or whatever, then you give them like a can of cat food or some shit. You know, to be up fucking crack at dawn to do some shit like that.
Well, no, I mean, let's see, give him a can of food at about 4:30. Give him another can about 11 o'clock. Then give him another can at 5, about maybe 5 o'clock.
Jesus, man.
And I get that final can about 9 o'clock.
Fuck, dude, your cat eat 4 cans of cat food a day?
About there, yeah.
Damn, man, my cats eat one once.
Yeah, unfortunately, these cats like to eat. And if they don't get their food, they start knocking shit down.
Like, we leave cat food out, and they could eat that throughout the day, and then they have their dinner. But goddamn, 4 cans of cat food? Damn.
You have no idea.
I don't. I've never heard of anybody that fed their cats that much.
Oh, we do.
You got fat-ass cats?
One fat-ass cat. One, man, we got one cat that weighs about 23 pounds.
Jeez, man. No wonder.
I mean, the other one weighs about fucking 13 pounds, so she's fine.
Stuffing these cats, man.
Yeah, and then I'll probably end up scaring the shit out of them.
Okay.
Because they hate the sound of vacuum, and I'm gonna take a vacuum to my room.
Wait, did you just say you were going to clean? Nah.
Yes.
Say that again.
Yep, I'm going to vacuum my room. I'm going to throw all these water bottles in all fucking plastic bags. Bang them out there.
Here we go with the bottle cleanup again.
Hell yeah, but dude, I've already got like one, maybe two bags full of plastic bottles in my room. And I'm going to make a third bag.
Clean out all the bottles once every 6 months.
Hell yeah, man, and bring them all back, you can get a shitload of money like that.
It'd be a lot easier if you didn't just let them pile up forever.
Oh. Yeah, but, you know, I like to have at least, I could get at least maybe like $10, $15 out of these bags.
Yeah, it's really asking a lot for some fucking bottle.
I mean, shit, man, you get like 5 cents back each for each bottle and can. I got my water bottles. I got my soda can. I got my ale bottle. A couple cans of Monsters, Pepsi. It all works out.
Oh, yeah. This shit's over, though. You have fun at the crack of dawn, feeding your cats and catching in cans.
Oh, trust me, I will.
And we out. Bowling. Peace.